Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Chaf Hey, and we are in the sugyas toward the end of Perek Misha Mesu. And the Gemara is here to talk about issues of saying Kriya Shema and Tefillah in proximity of Meraglayim, Soa, urine, excrement. And the question is, what is allowed, what is not allowed? And we have to remember the days of old when this was much more common. There was no internal plumbing, and bathrooms were more out in the open. So that's what the Gemara talks all about, the different situations that one might be in. So, for example, Chafei Amad Aleph on top, Itmar, Soa al Basaro, Oyado, Munachas. Let's say somebody's hand is in the bathroom, or there is tsoa on a person's body. So the question is, can you say Kriya Shema? Rav Huna says mutar likros Kriya Shema. Rav Chisda says asr. And they go through each fascinating machlokas. That itself, Rav Huna says kol neshama tahalaka, your entire neshama tahalaka. That means your neshama. The ikar is the neshima parts of the body, the nose and the mouth. Rav Chisda says kol atzma yisai tamana, all of my limbs have to be praising Hashem. So therefore, even if your hand is in a beis hakiseh, the chulu, and then the Gemara talks about reach rashi yesh lo ikar, if there is something that smells repugnantly and it has a source, it doesn't have a source, all the different days. The Gemara continues also towards the bottom, talking about meiraglayim and the kli that the meiraglayim might be in. How wet does the ground still have to be in order to make it a problem? How much does it have to be absorbed? What if you can still see the mark of the meiraglayim on the ground, even though you can't see it, you can't smell it? The Gemara Named Beis, Chafeim Beis, talks about how much dilution has to happen. If I pour water into the meiraglayim, when can I then say, well, it is not called meiraglayim anymore? The Gemara discusses the difference between the problems of Tsoa Meiraglayim versus, let's say, Erva. We spoke yesterday about the issue of Seir Be'isha Erva in the context of larger Arayos discussions of what one is not allowed to see when one is davening. Can't be in the visual area of where I am. That's different than Tsoa. Right, so that just highlights the problem. The Gemara here says on Chafei Mabez, Erva Bashashis and Tsoa Bashashis. Let's say Erva is behind a glass, and I'm looking at the erva or a screen, it's still a problem, because the problem of erva is the chshash hirur, the problem that it might bring me to thoughts, and therefore it's a problem even if it's covered, there's a separation. Erva bashashis, asur likros kriya shma kenegda, tsoa bashashis, mutar likros kriya shma kenegda. But if there is tsoa, there is some type of waste matter on the other side of a glass, that's not a problem. Why? The tsoa bikisui talya milsa. Tsoa, the issue is the kisui. The issue is the separation and the covering. V'hamichsa. And if it's in between, so then it is separated and it's not a problem. Erva bashashis also goes kriyash ba'kenegda. But when it comes to erva, it's still aser. V'lo yera becha erva's davar. It shouldn't be seen. Amar Rachman of Amikomischazi. And here it is. And here it is seen. So this brings us to the issue that we could talk about a little bit. And again, it talks a little bit more on the bottom. What if there's soa in a hole and I put my foot on the hole? Let's talk about modern bathrooms and modern plumbing and various halachos that come up relating to these issues. Meaning, when is there a nafkamina between Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Ahu and not? I mean, remember also the Gemara that we had back on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, where we spoke about the sugya of Hazmana, which comes up deeper in other sugyas. What if somebody designates a bathroom but it's never been used? Is that called the bathroom yet? Somebody builds a new house. Is that bathroom called a bathroom yet? It's never been used. It's been muzman as a bathroom. Right? The Gemara spoke about that regarding a tefillin bag. The other way, if I was mazmin something as a tefillin bag, does it already have kedusha? So here, if I was ready mazmin something as a bathroom, is it already called a bathroom or not? So these are various issues. Let's start with, again, what questions can we bring up? Is one allowed to wash their hands in a bathroom in order to, you know, for bread? Let's say somebody's on an airplane. Not too much choice. Right? Assuming that the bread is hamotzi, and that's what the topic of a separate shiur. What happens if one goes into the bathroom? Is that a problem, just walking into the bathroom? Is there some type of ruach ra that comes in the bathroom, and therefore one has to wash their hands? One walks into a cemetery and walks out, one has to wash their hands. One wakes up in the morning, one washes their hands. Ruach ra. What if one goes into the bathroom? As we'll see the sources related to that. What about taking a bracha in a bathroom? Right, there's one allowed to say a bracha in. So these are a couple of the questions that come up. What about bringing food into a bathroom? Is that an issue? as we will see. There might be halachas, minhagim. So let's just talk about a couple of these issues. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, based on the earlier Rishonim, in Simin Dalet, not too far, in Arachayim, the fourth simon in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch there is, that's the simon about Netilas Yadayim. In all the different reasons the Gemara talks about, I guess just as background, this is crucial to remember. The Machlokes Rishonim, what is the reason we wash our hands in the morning? And then those three reasons have other ramifications in other areas. We know there are three reasons we wash our hands. Machlokes Rosh, Rashba, Kabbalah. Right? The Kabbalistic reason is the Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra, there's a Ruach Ra, there's some type of evil spirit that rests on the hands. Why dafka the hands? Good question. Kabbalistic idea. The hands are maybe the highest part on a person's body when one holds their hands up. So that's the highest point connected to Shemayim. Hands symbolize what a person does. There's a lot of symbolism of why dafka the hands always symbolize the Tumah. But there are three reasons we wash our hands. One is Ruach Ra. That's the reason we wash three times in the morning. Right? The other two reasons, we'd only wash once. The reason we wash three times, the reason we have to go back and forth and use a kli. That's actually not, I take back the kli, but that's for one of the other reasons. But that's one of the reasons. The other two reasons are the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush holds that a person's hands touch covered parts of the body when one sleeps. And therefore, Yadayim Askaniosheim, says the Rush, and Ef Shar Shlo Yigab Abasar Matuna Balayla. And therefore, you know, we have to wash our hands before we daven in the morning. Number one. Number two. Number three, the Rashba writes in a tshuva that we are like Kohanim that are about to do the Avoda. We each have our own Avoda in our lives. So just like the Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet in the morning before they do the Avoda from the Kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash, so too we, before we start our day, we are like doing the Avoda, very inspirational reason. We each have an Avoda to do, and therefore we wash our hands in the morning. Like Birya Chadasha, we are a new creation, and therefore we have to wash our hands. So we paskin l'chumra like all three reasons, meaning we wash even if only one of the reasons or two of the reasons apply, but we only make a bracha if we have all the reasons. Not Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra we wouldn't make a bracha on, because Ruach Ra just removes a problem. Right? When we wash Netilas Yadai, when we do Mayim Achronim, or when we kasher something, there's no bracha, because that's just removing a problem. When we're Tovel, when we're matbil something, that's a bracha, because that's adding kedusha. It's not just removing a problem. When somebody kashers, that's just removing the tarfus, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. So Ruach Ra, removing the Ruach Ra, that wouldn't get a bracha. But the other reasons, especially the Rashba's reason of Birya Chadasha, you want to say, Yadayim Askanios, is that also just removing a problem? Maybe that wouldn't merit a bracha either. But the reason of the Rashba, of Birya Chadasha, were like a Kohen in that's being Makadesh, Bekiyar, that would get a bracha. Again, that's like somebody sleeps during the day. So then, is there a Ruach Ra by day, or is it a din in sleep? What if somebody wears gloves to sleep, right? It's freezing outside and they're sleeping outside. Does one wash their hands or not? Well, many nafkaminas regarding Netilas Yadayim, which really is a separate topic. But towards the end of that simon, in Simon Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch has a list of activities that one washes their hands after. Shulchan Aruch says, Eilu dvarim tzrichin netila b'mayim. The following activities, one has to wash their hands afterwards. One has to wash their hands afterwards. And the Mefarshim point out, here in the Machzik Bracha, the Chidah, and the Shari Tshuva points out, all the items on this list, they're not all for the same reason. Not all for the same reason. So what's on the list? Hakam Me'amita. Somebody gets up from sleeping. Okay, Kam Me'amita. We know that. V'hayotze mi'beis hakisei. Mi'beis hamerchatz. Somebody goes out of the bathroom or the area, the shower room. Beis HaMerchatz, they had separate shower rooms in those days. They had areas to go. So if somebody goes out of the bathroom, or Beis HaMerchatz, Vanotel Siparnov, somebody who cuts their fingernails, Vacholetz Menalov, you take off your shoes, Chofei Barosha, somebody scratches their head, Holich Men Amesim, goes into a cemetery, Meshamesh Mitaso, somebody's with their wife, all list of activities. The Shari Tshuva again says, Kasev Amachzik Bracha, the Chidah has many Svarim, one of them is the Machzik Bracha, She'elu Advarim Dekachashav, Einam Itam Echad, they're not all one reason. And what's his important line for us? Tekame Amita, V'yozim Beis Akisei, V'roches Notav, Isi Parnav, V'mishum Ruach Ra. Some of them are Ruach Ra. Some of them are for touching parts of the body. And even within Ruach Ra, he says there's different levels. Right, the different levels. Sometimes you have to wash three times, sometimes you only have to wash one time. right? Going up amongst the mesim, he says you have to wash three times. The first items, cutting your fingernails, we spoke about that recently, about the significance of cutting fingernails, and going out of a bathroom, he says, is rachra, but you only have to wash once. It's a less intense rachra than, let's say, a cemetery or waking up in the morning. Okay, we're not getting into different types of ruachras. But either way, you see here, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish, that if you go out of a beis hakiseh, go out of a bathroom, one has to wash their hands, even without going to the bathroom. Right, even if without using the bathroom, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say one has to wash their hands. The Shari Tshuva, and this is the Shari Tshuva. If you look in the Sefer Chassidim Yehuda Chassid discusses even if one is in a state of about to go to the bathroom. Remember, sometimes in those days there wasn't a specific room. You just go to an area in the forest and get ready to go to the bathroom. So his line in Tough Chav Gimel, Kishavokeach Adam Kinuach Biyado, Lekaneach Atzmo Lamata Menatzoa. Somebody takes a tissue and is about to go to the bathroom and cleanse themselves. Vihini Roa Batzmo Shlohut Zrach LeBezakise. And then he realizes the urge has passed. He doesn't have to use the bathroom. Vehesir Miyado Akinuach Veloasa Logdola Veloktan. He didn't go to the bathroom. Afalpikin Lo Yiga Besferma Shirchaz Yadav. He still has to wash his hands. Somebody was in the state of about to go to the bathroom, says the Sefer Chassidim, already that the Ruach Ra seems to already be shore on a person, and therefore one has to wash their hands. That the Bris Olam, that's the Chidas commentary on the bottom of the Sefer Chassidim. Pirish Afilu Nichal the Beis Hakiseh. Even if you don't go in, if you went into the Beis Hakiseh, that's separately as a Ruach Ra. But even if one didn't go into the bathroom, the Makar HaChesed here, Ruben Margolis says in the footnotes, he thinks only, not talking about our kind of tissues. If we have our kind of tissues that are clean and, you know, that's not. So what he's talking about, in those days, they didn't use the most clean items to clean themselves with. It was already somewhat dirty. And he quotes that from other achronim. But either way, you read this, pashtus, there's a ruach ra in bathrooms, and therefore, one has to wash their hands, even just walking in and walking out. Let's say I go in to get a towel. If I go in to wash my face, sounds like you have to wash your hands. There's a ruach ra that's shore in the bathrooms, right? What happened? And lachara, you wouldn't be able to wash your hands in there. Why? Because right when you wash your hands, then the ruach ra is shore again before you leave. So it's not going to help you to wash one's hands in the bathroom. So what do we say about this? So there is the first step of tzad lahakel, or some poskim, Rav Avadya in Yechaveh Das and Chela Gimel discusses that. Well, maybe there's a difference between a shower room and a bathroom. And especially here in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes there's separate rooms for the shower and sink and the bathroom. So if there's a separate shower room, he thinks there, not clear that there's a ruach ra there. Right? Maybe in the day, when it says Meis HaMerchatz, in the days of old, it wasn't just a shower room. And therefore, Rav Avadya here in the first simon in Chelek Shlishi, he talks all about our the background, and he says lachora hayanira, that even if you just go into a beis hamerchatz, avishol zrachi sham sorach latilas yadayim. But then he says maybe yesh lo chiach shein lachush beis hamerchatz mishum rachra. If it's purely a beis hamerchatz, I don't think there's a problem. The Rishonim talk about going to take a drink in a beis hamerchatz. Take a drink in a beis hamerchatz, must be make a bracha, and therefore must not be an issue of ruach ra. Umikol shekein cheder ambatia she'eino beis hamerchatz l'rabim ubederach klal hu naki mikol lichluch v'tinuf. What we call a shower room she'ein lahachmir bo kol kach latzach v'tilas yadayim makrisa belvad. So a shower room then does not need v'tilas yadayim coming out. V'shaber dami lasso sham v'tilas yadayim l'su, then you can wash your hands for su'uda there. But what about a bathroom? And the Yechaveh Das or Avadya says, even though here, this is already getting into what we're about to talk about. Even though we have modern plumbing, that cleans the toilet very well. I don't think, says Rav Avadya, that you should do Nitzilas Yadayim for washing for bread there. Elam kim shas atchak, shein lo makam acher, you have no other place to do it? Okay. But really, one should not do it there. He does not, think that the ruach ra is removed, even though we have the modern plumbing, and therefore, he says it's still a problem. What about, all the mafarshim ask, what about Tamar's daf? And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. On Tamar's daf, we talk about the Persian bathrooms. Rava says, Hani bate kisoi de parsoi. These Persian bathrooms, Even though they have excrement in them, it is kistumin. It's as if this is closed off. It's as if there's chuchas there. Why? Says Rashi, what is the Persian bathrooms? They have bechafira hayu. It was in dirt. It was in a hole. Upiem berachok min haguma. And it was a deep hole that right when one used the bathroom, we used the facilities, it went all the way down. Vehu b'shipua, it was on a slope. Varei miskalgel v'nof l'guma, goes far, far away down right when we used the bathroom. So that sounds like modern plumbing. So ask the Zerubbabel asks on himself. So why am I saying that our bathrooms are worse than that? You might say they're even better, they're even cleaner. Says Zerubbabel, no, there's a difference. There's a difference. Over there, right when one used the bathroom, the waste disappeared right away. It went all the way down, exactly right when it exited the body. Aval kan, but in our bathrooms, you're right, somebody's going to flush in 2 minutes. But until one does that, it's sitting in the bathroom. Aval kan, sharei nishar zman ma ba'asla, kol meshach zman shiv tol asosrach. As long as one is in the bathroom, before one flushes, it's in the bathroom. Achu kam belochets ala silon shomayim, v'mayim zorkim u'menachem asa asla. And therefore, I think our bathrooms are worse than the Persian bathrooms. And therefore, our bathrooms have a din of a beis hakisei, of a bathroom, sheruach rasho asham hilkach ein litol shamayim. And he's not the only one, the Chelkas Yaakov, or Yaakov Reish, also in the Arachayim Simon Beis, he also discusses this. He's the same chilek between the shower rooms, the ambatios, and the beis hakisei, and he says the same idea that Rav Avadia says, more machmir than the Persian bathrooms. Because every time you go in and you wash your hands, the ruach is shower the next second, and therefore they are not into it. And the Chazon Ish has a suffix about it, and he's no talachumra if possible. But there are those that are more makel and assume that, no, our bathrooms are similar to the Persian bathrooms, and maybe even better. Yes, it doesn't go straight down right away. That makes it worse. But our bathrooms are much cleaner. Lechora, in the Persian bathrooms, as the waste went down, it got some on the side. It still was smelly, and it was a certain level of hygiene. But our bathrooms, you're right, it sits there for a second. But then afterwards, it's so much cleaner than any dirt, any hole in the olden days, you know, in terms of the level of hygiene. The Shuv is Zakan Aharon, Revolkin, later Posek, 1864 to 1940. Shuv is Zakan Aharon. Rav Avadia quotes him. He's more mako, and he adds in another reason why a bathroom would be more mako. We don't use our bathrooms only for going to the bathroom. Right, sometimes you go to the bathroom to get a towel. Sometimes you go to the bathroom to get some medicine. Right, brush your teeth. So whatever it might be, so he says, you walk in there for other reasons too. So is this dafka called a beis hakisei halachically? There's always ruach ra, it's miyuad for this. Afilu beis hakisei shaviv vagin. Kivan daharbi anashim nechnasim v'yotzim sham lo litzarach asiyas tzarcheyem. Elo litzarach rachitzas peneyem v'yedeyem. You're going to wash your face. She'ein zeh nami cheder ha'mishem yuchal iser. V'lo shayach botam deruach ra l'chaladeus. I don't think there's a reason of ruach ra. You want to be machmer, not taking make a bracha in the bathroom? Okay, that'll be a machmer. But to wash your hands for suda, if you need to, and even if you don't dafka need to, but he thinks that doesn't have that status. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover, Rari Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, is killed in the Holocaust, he talks about bathrooms on trains. That's what was common before the war. That's his tshuva. Beis hakisei sheberak kavot, idino kebeis hakisei kavua. Right, what's the din? So he's motel ha'kel for a number of reasons. He says, and even if it goes straight out, fine, like the Persian bathrooms. But even if it doesn't, even if one has to press a button to deposit the waste, he says, I think it's still not called a beis hakisei kavua. He goes through the whole description through this, and he says, Amnam shamati mipi ishe munim b'shem agon mitrana shekol batei kiso sheish lahem. Some Yiddish word for plumbing. Lahadiach hamakom achar asiyas trachim ein aleihem din beis hakisei. I don't think so. I think it's okay and similar to the Persian bathrooms, and therefore I think one is more makel. So again, if one has another choice, it seems like, you know, one should use the kitchen, one should use others, but if one needs to use the bathroom for washing hands for Suda, Baker didn't want Karen, just say the bracha outside, and that means one should keep their hands wet until they get outside, because the bracha is supposed to be said when our hands are wet. And then dry one's hands, if one just goes into the bathroom and then walks out of the bathroom without using the bathroom, Lechora, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, is also one does not need, it's not the level of Ruach Ra that would cause me to need to wash my hands just by walking in there, and therefore if one goes in to, for any other reason, then one can. After using the bathroom, does one need, even the Chida said, Me'ikra Dimwa does not need to wash their hands three times. Right? That's not the level of Ruach Ra like a cemetery, which has more intense Ruach Ra, and therefore one should just wash their hands. Me'ikra Din, one wants to, okay, but one could just wash their hands once for cleanliness. What about food in the bathroom? So technically, there's no Isser bringing food into a bathroom. There's no halacha against that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch talks there about Dvarim Hanoagim B'Seuda. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, there on that simon, he summarizes, Hachnasas Ochlun Umashkin L'Beis HaKisei Leka Isser Midina. There's no separate Isser. Right, as he writes on the bottom, Kemis Kenis Kimu Kogdoli Aposkim. Uketemuchach, the Ber Hetev says, Imrotza Lishtos Bebes Amerchaz, Yavarach Bebes Achitzon, Amanas Lishtos Bepnimi. Below Hisker Klal, Dein Lasos came in Ruach Ruach Hashora. Right, there's no Isser of drinking in the Bebes Amerchaz, as he said, just make the bracha outside. It seems like Mitas Derech Eretz, Lomi Rishum Ruach Ruach. Right, for some reason, Veinan Asarn Lachilas Adam Ekev Kach Imkim Kubal B'Shem Sadikim Lizayar. Okay, B'Shem Sadikim, there's an idea, but again, Meikar Adin, there's no Isser of. It's probably maybe because you don't want to make a bracha in the bathroom, so you make a food, bring food in the bathroom. It might get dirty, then you might be able to use it. Meikar Adin, there's no separate issue. And just to end with a Dvar Musar, right, we've been speaking about, and the Gemara talks here all about Beis HaKisei, the Beis HaKisei. Isn't it interesting that that's the word used in Matan and Talmudic Hebrew for bathroom? Beis HaKisei, the house of the chair. Right, there's no better word to use for Beis HaKisei, but that relates to the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Why is Lashon HaKodesh? Why is the Hebrew ancient language called the holy language? Lashon HaKodesh. So the Rambam says, in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes it in Parshas Kisisa, because, as we would say, there are no inappropriate words in Lashon HaKodesh, in the biblical Talmudic Hebrew. Right? Bathroom is the house of the chair. Right? When a husband and wife are together, bia, entrance. That's all it is. There's no separate word. For urine, meiraglayim, the water of the legs. Right, these are the words that we use. There's no separate word for Ever Azach or Ever and Akeva. Right? There's no separate words. So that's what makes it Kadosh, the Rambam says. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, nothing to do with people. It has to do with Hashem. Hashem speaks to his Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Ki mi'ish lukach azos. And that's what the context that they talk about this is by Shekel HaKodesh, right, by the Shkalim in the beginning of Kisisa. So that's where he quotes the Rambam, V'arav Amar Menevor Nebuchim, Al Tachshov Shikro L'Shanein L'Shan HaKodesh L'Ga'av Aseinu, Olo To Aseinu, Ki Bedinu L'Shan Kedusha L'Imtzu Bo Shemos L'Eivra B'Ila B'Zachar M'Nekeva V'Lo L'Tipo L'Shesen L'Tzor Rak B'Kinui V'Cholu. And the Ramban argues, he says, no, it has to do with the fact that Divrei HaTorah V'Nevuos V'Chol Divrei Kedusha Kulam B'Lashan Ahu Namru, Kadosh Baruch Hu uses that Lashan, and this might fit with the Rambam and the Ramban in general, where Kedusha comes from. The Rambam says that Kedusha comes from man. Right? We're Mekadesh, and a lot to raise ourselves up. And the Ramban often talks about Kedusha coming from above. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Kadosh, but that's just a little ha'ara about even the word Beis HaKisei and the messages for us. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue next time.